Dobar dan i dobrodošli na današnju preskonferenciju. Danas je objavljen ekonomski bilten OHR-a za drugi kvartal ove godine koji možete uzeti naravno po izlasku. Kao što znate, trenutni makroekonomski pokazatelji za Bosnu i Hercegovinu su pozitivni. Izvoz brže raste od uvoza, rast brutodruštvenog proizvoda je znatno iznad 5%, investicije rastu. No, s ovim podacima se ne treba zadovoljiti jer činjenica je da siromaštvo, iako je u padu, i dalje je na 18% građana Bosne i Hercegovine koji žive ispod linije siromaštva. U svakom slučaju, ekonomski oporavak znači da reforme počinju davati rezultate, što znači da vlasti moraju udvostručiti svoje napore u provedbi tih reformi. Kako ćete vidjeti u uvodniku koji je za Bilten napisao prvi zamjenik visokog predstavnika Larry Butler, zakon recimo o osnivanju agencije za fitosanitarnu zaštitu u Bosni i Hercegovini je usvojen prije skoro 2 godine, ali se ne očekuje recimo da će prostorije za rad agencije biti u funkciji do kraja ovog ljeta, ili kada se donese recimo zakon o konkurenciji, Vijeće za konkurenciju može efikasno zabranjivati aktivnosti usmjerene protiv konkurencije. Recimo kada se usvoji zakon o zaštiti potrošača, ombudsman za zaštitu potrošača u Bosni i Hercegovini može početi djelovati kao snažan zagovornik ispravnosti proizvoda koji se plasiraju na BH tržište. Također, recimo kada se sprovede zakon o uspostavi agencije za nadzor tržišta, agencija može paziti na to, na primjer, da proizvodi koji nisu zadovoljavajuće kvaliteta ne dospijevaju na BH tržište. Kada se recimo imenuje direktor agencije za standardizaciju u Bosni i Hercegovini, ta agencija će moći više pomoći firmama iz Bosne i Hercegovine u primjeni europskih standarda u sigurnosti i kvaliteti proizvoda. Ili recimo na kraju, agencija za statistiku u Bosni i Hercegovini, kada bude imala odgovarajuće kapacitete, ona će moći davati vjerodostojne i ažurne podatke koji će privući strane investicije. U svakom slučaju, jasna poruka čitave ove današnje izjave, znači samo objavljivanje zakona ne znači ništa, jer zakoni se moraju početi i provoditi. Naravno, primjerke biltena evo možete naći kod Saše prilikom izlaska sa današnje preskonferencije. Hvala vam lijepo.
Good morning everyone. Thank you very much, Mario. I have one statement to make today from the OSCE. Last week, the High Representative removed Minister Larinovic from his position as Education Minister from Canton 6. This was an unfortunate but necessary measure in order to ensure Bosnia-Herzegovina's rule of law and move ahead with its commitments to education reform, which include ending the politicization and the segregation of the system. Minister Larinovic's refusal to carry out his obligations to implement higher-level legislation, as well as see through those international commitments Bosnia-Herzegovina's leadership willingly undertook in order to improve the quality of their children's system, is disappointing at best. The OSCE mission to Bosnia-Herzegovina reiterates its support for the education reform process and applauds all those officials, parents, teachers, students, and community members who have worked together for an education system that benefits all of BIH's children. Before I conclude, I also want to take this opportunity to introduce a new colleague that's joined us in the press office at the OSCE, Ms. Aida Besic. You'll be hopefully seeing her more often here at the press conferences. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much.
Ja mislim da je to sve sa izjavama. Kolege iz NATO-a i EUFOR-a nemaju izjava. Da li ima možda neko pitanje? Ok, hvala vam. Pardon.
Dušan Stojak, Večernje novosti. Interesuje me dokle se došlo sa Aleksandrom Karadžićem. Znači. Za vas, gospodine Čak.
I think you're well aware of our intention to detain Mr. Mladic and Mr. Karadžić and to assist the local authorities in every endeavor to locate and arrest them. I was at Srebrenica this weekend. You heard the speeches from all of the VIPs who were present. There was a consistent theme from every representative of the international community that it is obscene that these two men are still at large 10 years on from this horrific event. NATO is committed to working with our partners here in Bosnia-Herzegovina and to using every resource and every effort we have to bring these people to custody and to present them to The Hague. It's in the interests of justice, and that's what we're here for.
Derek Amra Hadži Osmanović, AFP. Derek, did you receive specific information regarding Saša Karadžić before you decided to arrest him, since you were very well aware that he is a son of Radovan Karadžić for the past 32 years?
Yeah, it's working. When we detain someone, when we do an operation, we do it on the basis of practical, real evidence. These are not fishing expeditions. We act when there are grounds to justify an operation. When we acted against Saša Karadžić last week, we did so on the basis of new information. And General Shook has outlined some of that in interviews he has given at the press conference last Thursday. Part of that was due to the operation we had previously done at his house, but there is new information which gave us strong grounds to believe that he had information vital to our investigation. Now, he is detained. He is detained lawfully, and he will stay in custody for as long as it takes for us to conclude this investigation. He is being held with due regard to his well-being and his safety. I have had calls almost every day since Thursday asking about the conditions under which he's kept. And I want to reiterate, we are respecting all humanitarian law. The ICRC have been notified. He is being well treated, but make no mistake, he is in custody because he is suspected of a serious criminal offense, and he will remain in custody as long as it takes for us to conclude that investigation. Again, we are not above the law. We are here to reinforce the rule of law. And everything we do with regards to Mr. Karadžić is compliant with all applicable law.
Milan Stojić, Radio Republike Srpske. Obično je otac više vezan za čerku. Imate li namjeru i nju privesti?
Well, clearly we are not going to talk about what operations we might undertake in the future, but we reserve the right to take action against any person that we believe is harboring Mr. Karadžić or who might have information about his support network or his whereabouts. So that should serve to put anyone on notice that we reserve the right to act when the evidence gives us the grounds to do so. But we will not discuss possibilities, we will not speculate, we will not discuss our plans.
Bernard Milosevic from Serena, will NATO press any charges against Aleksandar Karadžić?
Mr. Karadžić has only been in custody. He's only been detained for about 5 days. This is a complex case. It's far too early to talk about charges. It's far too early to talk about release dates. It's an intensive investigation, and he will stay as our guest for as long as it takes. And I think it's far too early to speculate on charges or any possible outcome from this detention.
Mrsiha Navalić, Radio 202. Zanima me samo, gospodin Tadić je dva dana ili tri, ili čak je uoči odlaska u Srebrenicu, rekao da bi Ratko Mladić trebao biti uhapšen za nekoliko dana i da oni imaju sigurne, u stvari pouzdane informacije gdje se on nalazi. Zanima me kako NATO raspolaže sa tim informacijama. Hvala.
If Mr. Tadić has that kind of direct information as to his whereabouts, then we would expect the relevant authorities in his country to act immediately to apprehend those people or that person. It's in everybody's interest, but that is a matter for the country for which he represents. It's not for NATO to speculate or to comment on information from an independent country.